Are there people in this life that you don't like? Maybe for one reason or another, they have said something against you or acted in a certain way. Maybe they have just talked about you to others. Whatever the reason might be, there are those in life that we even at times feel are our enemies. How do we react to our enemies? Do we treat them as God would have us? In our text this morning, in Proverbs 25 and verse 21, we read there, "If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you." In doing these things, we heap coals of fire on the head of our enemy because we are returning good even in the case of evil or wickedness against us. What I find interesting about this as well, though, is how that the same God and Father of all things who revealed these wondrous teachings to Solomon is the same God who also, as we continue on, spoke of these things in the New Testament, and first of all through his Son. You might recall there in the book of Matthew. In Matthew chapter 5, when Jesus on the great Sermon on the Mount was speaking about enemies, he reiterates the same concept. He says, "In the past, you were told to love your neighbor and to hate your enemy." But in verse 44, he says, he tells them to love their enemies, to bless those who curse us, to do good to those who hate us, and to pray for those who spitefully use us or even persecute us. Now, how interesting that Jesus here, the Son of God, who spoke the words of the Father, says the very same ideas and concepts about how we must treat an enemy. And then just show how we continue to find the same teaching throughout Scriptures and how that even the apostles, through the Holy Spirit, proclaimed the same truth. We find in Romans chapter 12 that as Paul is speaking there about the life of a Christian, that we learn here that there's a way to treat an enemy. In fact, in verse 20 of chapter 12 in Romans, we read the very quote that we've just spoken of from Proverbs chapter 25. "If your enemy's hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head." Now, what I really want to do is back up just for a moment then in that text, as it really gives us a good description of what the real character it is that we're striving for. Verse 17 says, "We should not repay evil for evil, but rather what? Good things for all men, even when they do evil against us." And then furthermore, we read in verse 19 that vengeance are God's. There's no reason for us to have to worry about those who are unkind or even hateful or have done wrong against us. We don't have to worry about taking the vengeance or in some way being those who get back at them. For God will take the vengeance someday, and they will answer to God alone. So what must we strive for? What Jesus said. What the psalmist said, David, is what his son said, Solomon. What probably every Bible writer spoke of in connection to the love that we have for even those who don't really love and act proper toward us. We must love our enemies. And when we do good to them in the name of God, we brought glory to God. And when we bring glory to God, then we are able to show everyone that truly we are God's children and that we are not willing to serve the flesh or to be found guilty of the very same attitudes and actions that they are as well.